the time, and you came back, you said, to about 20 people, some of whom you'd never seen before.
That's right, in my house. I went out, I had to go to Preston to help my father with a job, came back, and the house was full of people, friends, and there's people here that I'd seen through the village, and to the point, I have two Labradors. One young lady said, can I take your dogs for a walk? Well, I didn't see them for 3 days. She looked after them for 3 days because they couldn't come home.
I mean, if we walk through the house, David, we're going from front to back. Obviously, we're on concrete floors now. You've got an old flat floor in there, and we see the chairs with your sofa and your suite perched on chairs to get them out of the water.
That's right. We thought at one stage, right, we've got to salvage as much as we possibly can. So we took everything upstairs, which we physically could, and anything that had to stay downstairs, we lifted onto like wooden chairs,
and
that type of thing.
And the kitchen chairs. Where does your insurance? Done now.
Well, the coming out tomorrow, the loss of justice is coming out tomorrow. As far as the contents, we're living in a flood area. We've got a big excess to pay for content damage.
It's thousands of pounds excess you're facing, isn't it? So you've got thousands of pounds cost to you. This is
that's right. It's going to be. It is. Well, the excess is £5,000 on the insurance, so that's going to be found from somewhere.
I mean, just walking here, you've got a mop here. You've got buckets here, cement stuff going through into your kitchen. Yeah, more mops. You've got bureaus on the kitchen table. When do you envisage moving back in?
Well, I've been told the actual structural wise is going to take 2 or 3 months to dry out.
Why haven't you got dehumidifiers in now? You're speaking to a woman of experience.
That's what we've got to organise for tomorrow. You know, we've had the heating on. The heating still does actually work to a degree. So we've had the heating on and all the doors open, trying to help it along.
Do you think you'll have to take the plaster off and redo the walls?
Yeah, the plaster will have to come off. I had a builder came in on Saturday. The situation, as far as he's concerned, is, you know, at least a metre of plaster all the way around at the bottom has to come out. And obviously all the electrics have been affected downstairs as well.
So it's all the hidden work that people don't realise what's affected in a flood.
I mean, it's not just the fact that we've got tide marks all around the different rooms.
We're not talking about a clean-up and a tart-up, are we?
Not on this one, no. I mean, it's even come through the ceiling in the kitchen, as you can see in that corner. We've got quite a lot of structural damage, so that doesn't take 5 minutes, does it, to rectify itself.
Months. David Jackson in Croston waiting on the final word on insurance status. And those who have been affected the last couple of days will have been a frantic time sorting out their insurance policies. Someone let the insurance firms take the strain, or you might think of getting your own loss assessor. Jeff Williams is one of those, based at Cherry and Griffiths, a company based here in Lancashire. Jeff, just let's get this straight. Loss assessors work for the householders, the policyholder. A loss adjuster works for an insurance company.
Right, that's generally correct, yes, sir. I'm actually a loss adjuster myself, but I swapped sides about 15, 16 years ago.
Oh, defected.
Working for policy. It's a defector.
So you know the insurance business inside out?
I believe I do, yes.
So listening to David there, you know, he faces a £5,000 excess on his contents, lives in a flood area. You know, his story would be a common one for you, wouldn't it?
It would, yes. Obviously, the £5,000 excess doesn't come into play unless somebody lived in the flood area, but I was just listening to what David was saying, and I think he's doing a lot of the right things at the present time, and I think you picked up on a couple of good points with regard to it's the hidden damage and not necessarily what you can see that's where there's a potential problem.
As I drove into Croston yesterday, I saw vans belonging to one company called Rainbow, which are based here in Lancashire, that do all immediate recovery work. You know, it sent shudders down my spine having been through it, Jeff. It's a horrendous time for those affected, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is, yeah. It's stressful. Life's stressful in any event, but when this sort of happens, it's just total stress. People are totally outside their comfort zones.
I know when we took on a loss assessor, they become like an agony uncle, really, Jeff. I mean, you know, you must be going through a busy period at the moment with what happened at the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had people out over the weekend trying to help people, but we do understand that people want to see our insurers deal with matters before they come to us, but ultimately when people come to us, we take a lot of stress out of the situation and let them get on with their lives or rebuilding the business or domestic or commercial.
Why will people bring you in? What are the benefits of having an assessor rather than let the insurance firm sort it out?
Well, first of all, as I've just mentioned, you get rid of all the stress, well, not all the stress obviously, but we can deal with the insurers. If we're talking about domestic claims, I think the claims situation has become one of supply chain management, where the insurers and loss adjusters just press buttons and end up dealing with loads of different people. I met one person a week after his fine. He'd already spoken to 11 different people, believe it or not.
So you take the strain, you just become one point of contact, and you then do all the negotiation with the insurance firms.
We've become one point of
the advice then for those affected, Jeff?
For the advice of those affected, by all means, wait until you see how your insurers deal with the matter before looking for help. But what advice can I give? I think the advice would be
cry. That's what I did a lot of.
I think as far as David was concerned, there are lots of people moving contents out of his house and trying to solve his name. I do hope they had rubber gloves on, because he did describe how it had come out of the drains, and that's obviously a health hazard.
And something to bear in mind.
I think you've got to leave it to the experts to get your property dry, and then take stock of the situation at that time. By that time, you'll have calmed down a bit, and you can decide whether the insurers are in fact looking after you, or whether you need some assistance.
All right, Jeff Williams, thanks for joining us. He is a loss assessor based at one company in Lancashire, Cherry and Griffiths, which helps people affected in times like this. Just brings back horrendous memories. Commiserations to all those affected by the floods over the weekend. 17 minutes past 8. Let's